Eligibility. To be eligible, applicants must meet all three of the following characteristics described in depth below. 1. Applicants must be a performing arts center. 2. Applicants must be a nonprofit or municipally owned. 3. Applicants must present touring shows or artists. 1. Applicants must be a performing arts center, which means the organization's primary mission must be to promote access, diversity, or education in the arts, humanities, or interpretive sciences, and the organization commits 50% or more of their operating expenses to the performing arts. Performing arts are types of art that are presented live for an audience. Examples include dance, music, opera, musical theater, theater, folk traditional dance, and/or music. 2. Applicants must be a Massachusetts nonprofit or owned by a Massachusetts municipality. 2A. Nonprofit performing arts centers include fully cultural performing arts centers and cultural affiliates as defined below. Fully cultural nonprofit performing arts centers can be either a legally recognized 501c3 performing arts center in good standing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, or a nonprofit performing arts center managed by separate nonprofit managing organizations. The managing entity must have a long-term, at least 5 years, contract, lease, or deed articulating their management responsibilities. 2B. Cultural Affiliate Performing Arts Center. A semi-independent performing arts center that operates under a non-cultural parent organization. In order to be considered an eligible entity, the cultural affiliate must have a primary mission to promote access, diversity, or education in the arts, humanities, or interpretive sciences, have a parent organization that is a Massachusetts recognized non-fully cultural 501c3 organization in good standing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. For example, a theater at a university or a performance venue at a social service organization. Manage their own budget. Have at least one full-time, minimum 30 hours per week, compensated administrative staff position dedicated solely to the operation of the Performing Arts Center. And have its own advisory board that meets regularly to discuss policy, strategic direction, and resource development plans to ensure long-term sustainability. 2C. Municipally owned performing arts centers can be managed by the municipality itself or managed by an eligible managing organization. The managing organization must have a long-term, at least 5 years, contract, lease, or deed articulating their management responsibilities. Eligible managing organizations include a legally recognized 501c3 nonprofit or a for-profit managing company. Ineligible managing organizations include resort-style or slot parlor casinos or for-profit or nonprofit managing companies that operate under the direction of resort-style or slot parlor casinos. 3. Applicants must present touring shows or artists as defined below. Touring shows or artists must be an independent entity being presented as a guest at the organization. Touring artists featured in a piece produced by the applying organization are only considered an independent entity if they are considered a headliner with name recognition that is used as a marketing tool. Touring shows and artists must also meet at least two of the following three criteria. Appears on one of the below, or similar but not listed, artist rosters. Must include link to artist slash show information in application. Polestar, Creative Ground, Bands in Town, Songkick, Association of Performing Arts Professionals, or CINARS. Has an established history of touring within the last 5 years. Touring being defined as travel to different towns, cities, states, or countries in a pre-planned route for a series of live performances. Must include link to artist slash show schedule in the application. Has established artist representation. Must include agent information from the list below or other similarly reputable agency in the application. CAA, CAMI, High Road Touring, Jensen Artists, IMG Artists, or Paradigm Agency.